With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. The Electoral Commission of Namibia has announced that since the commencement of the general voter registration, a cumulative total number of 366,000 eligible Namibians registered as voters inside the country and at all diplomatic missions abroad. The figure represents an average of 29,918 registered voters per day during the period 10 to 15 June 2024, ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
This figure presents an increase of over 178 new registrants over the past 6 days. The registration continues across the country. We are quite satisfied with how the process is going. We have also increased the number of our registration kits, and this is mainly to make the process more efficient and faster. We have observed that the public are not coming through, and we really want to urge them not to wait for the last minute.
The Ministry of Information and Communication Technology recently organized an information-sharing session aimed at enhancing government-public relations, aimed improving service delivery in the public sector through communication. Information Minister Emma Teofelis has more.
We want a conducive environment to protect you and I. This is why the ministry runs a lot of programs to ensure we come up with the laws to protect us. We have a cyber security strategy. We're drafting a data protection bill. We're drafting a cybercrime bill. We're ensuring that we have an ICT policy for the whole nation. Ensure that when all of us get to a point where we are digitally literate, we also know how to protect ourselves online. Many of you are not strangers of hearing a story of somebody who was scammed. This all requires information, training, and ensuring that we are all digitally aware as we use platforms.
The European Union has agreed its latest round of sanctions against Russia following its invasion of Ukraine. Alex Kadia reports from Brussels that the new measures will target the Russian energy sector and clamp down on sanctions circumvention.
This is the first time the EU has targeted Russian liquefied natural gas as part of its sanctions regime following Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. The move stops short of imposing a full import ban. Instead, it prevents EU member states from buying Russian LNG and re-exporting it, a practice which contributes around 2 billion euros a year to the Russian LNG industry. These sanctions will also close loopholes left by previous rounds, particularly targeting Russia's fleet of shadow tankers, old ships which allow Moscow to get around the EU and G7 oil price cap.
And finally, the University of Witwatersrand researcher, Professor Bhavesh Khanna, says a candidate vaccine for tuberculosis has been created using a gene editing approach. Khanna says researchers sought to modify the BCG vaccine to make it more effective at controlling the growth of Mycobacterium tuberculosis. He says mice injected with the edited BCG vaccine had less Mycobacterium tuberculosis growth in their lungs than mice that received the original vaccine. Find all these stories and so much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.